you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started.
Today, we're going to be talking about having compassion for yourself. So one thing that happens is our brain offers us thoughts, and then sometimes we judge that we're having those thoughts, and then we get mad at ourselves for having those thoughts. And then we've just created this experience where not only do we have the thought that maybe we don't have, now we have lots of other judgment coming up and lots of other negative feelings. And so what I want you to start to look for is, how does this make sense? So if my brain tells me that I can't do something, instead of getting mad at it and instead of getting frustrated, I'm thinking about, well, how does this make sense? Well, my brain's trying to keep me safe. And it thinks that if I'm doing something different, then there's potential harm there. And so what it wants to do is it wants to keep me safe. So in order to do that, it's like, well, let's just not do anything new. Like the things that you're doing right now, we know those are safe because we checked. And so because I know that, I'm like, oh, of course my brain is telling me that I can't do it. Because if I don't think I can do it, then I won't want to take action toward it. And so it's just noticing why the brain is telling you that. Because when you can see that, you can drop into this more understanding and compassion. Instead of trying to fight with your brain or trying to stop it from thinking these thoughts, you can just kind of work with it. Think about it that way. Another thing that I like to do is think about, how would I speak to a friend if they were telling me this? Like if my friend was telling me, hey, I really don't think that I can do this. I really don't think this is going to happen for me. I wouldn't be like, I can't believe you're thinking of that. This is terrible. Why don't you stop? I wouldn't say that. What would I say? I would probably say something like, you know what? I get it. Like sometimes doing something new is kind of scary. I would also say, like, you can try to do this in small steps. So you don't have to just decide that you can't do it. You can get started and you can start practicing it. And also say that, like, I believe that you can do it, but I understand why your brain is telling you that you can't. And so what I want to encourage you to do is just practice that. Like, how would I speak to a friend if this were happening to a friend? And then starting to apply that to how you talk to yourself about the thing that your brain is doing. And if you want to create more commitment so that you can take action toward your goals and create more fun and ease, then go to createcommitment.com so that you can sign up for the waitlist.